We are Middle Hilchos Shabbos, the Middle Hilchos Erev, and Shin Ayin Beis. The Lochav joined together their different residents from Erev on Sif Ches. This is on the bottom of 480 Reish Mem on the Beis. Says the Mechaba, Koysel Shabin Shtei Chatzeres, a wall that's between two courtyards. Gevoya Asada L'Shnehem, that's a height of 10 Tvachim for both of them. Behemet Eitzla Koysel, now they position near the wall. Sulam Rochav Arba, a ladder that has a width of 4 tefachim. B'chein k'neged b'chatzar shniyah, so too on the other side, by the second courtyard. Afila ein asulam azeh k'neged zeh, even if the ladders are not one opposite the other one, im b'nein shleisha, if you don't have between them 3 tefachim, chashiva k'pesach, they consider it as an opening. Or im flogim, as you continue that for yishmeh, malvim and avazem azeh, zeh b'k'neged zeh shleisha, if they were distant one from the other 3 tefachim. So, im a kaisel b'rach b'abba, if the wall's width itself is 4 tefachim, adayin chashuv k'pesach, it's still considered as an opening. V'im eina rach b'abba, if it's not 4 tefachim wide, lo chashuv k'pesach, it's not considered as an opening. V'ezes ulam amru, what type of ladder are we talking? Mat kesh yesh boi arba shalivas, that it has 4 rungs. Apapachas mekan, but less than that, loi, then not. Elam kins ro isa v'shalivas of kvetis, only then if its arms and its rungs are heavy. Sh'oz kav de kaivay, then its heaviness is what establishes it over there. Now, the main case of Gavoye Lazar, if the wall itself is only a height of 10 Fachim, the Zeikib Sulim Gavoye Shivimashu, and they put up a ladder with a height of 7 Tvachim and a little bit more. The Meshach Arba, in the distance of 4 Tvachim, it's a Kaisel near the wall. Matire, so that permits it, Bain Lishtamish Alav, whether to utilize on top of it, Bain La Rabbi Yachad, whether to make an air together with the two Chatzers. Kimishle Nisha, Shleisha, Dresha Kaisel, because it doesn't remain an area of 3 tefachim up until the top of the wall. If, let's say, they remove a clump from the top of the wall, to minimize it from a height of 10 tefachim, if it has an area of 4 tefachim, mahani, that's effective, whether to make it like an opening, to make an area together as one, whether that you could utilize the whole wall. The main boy above, it doesn't have 4 tefachim, in the chashuv k'pesach, lo rabiyach, then it's not considered like an opening to make an erev together as one. V'chein ein amoy l'shtamash b'chol ha'kos, it also is not effective to utilize the whole wall. She'ein m'shtamash l'kenegin ha'mokim sh'nismay, that it could only utilize the opposite, the area that was minimized. Says Mishavura, Siv Katan, Samach Aleph. So he said that if there's a wall between two courtyards, that's a height of 10 tefachim, Sivkan Samach Aleph Lishneim for both Mitzlamur and says Mishneh starting from both sides has a height, like as we spoke, that there could be different the grounds that are one could be higher than the other one. Here we're saying for both of them it's a height of 10 Tvachim. And the position near the wall, a ladder that has a width of 4 Tvachim, so too on the other side by the second courtyard, even if the ladders are not one opposite the other one. Sivkan Samach Beis, Imein Binein Shleisha. If you're running between them 3 tvachim, so the chashiv is that can so that's considered as one opposite the other one. So if Kohen Samach Gimel chashiv k'pesach, so that's considered like an opening. And therefore, Vimrat, if they want to, Marvin Yachad, they can make an erev together as one. Shri Chaylin Lalis, related, Mechatzizel, Lechatzizel, Derech Haslam, because they could go up on one side and go over the wall, and with them 3 tvachim on the other side, you have the other ladder to go down. So you can go through the ladders from one to the other. So that's considered like a pesach. And therefore, they can make an erev together as one if they want to. Now, Myri Stumash Asalam is begin Lesha Kaisel, that the ladders reach to the top of the wall, or Al Kapon Bepochis Mishlesha Tvacham Samach Lerachim, or at least within 3 hand breaths close to the top, like we can see later on. So then the Mechaba continued, if they were distant one from the other, Sivkan Samach Dal Shlesha 3 Tvacham, Buhad, then same thing is, Afilam Hayim Lufu Tuva, says the Gemara, even further than that away. But here, so although we said that wouldn't be considered as a Pesach, but if the wall is a width of 4 Tvachim, Sivkan Samachay, Adayin Chashum Kepesach, it's still considered as an opening. The Kimitri Rachab Abba Tvachim of you, since the wall is a width of 4 Tvachim, Noich Lishtamashalav, so it's convenient to utilize and the top of the wall, V'yachal Ha'ilich B'sum B'sum, then you could walk from ladder to ladder, even though they're further away than 3 Tvachim, you could walk the top of the wall. Then we said, if it's not 4 tefachim wide, then you're right, it's not considered as a Pesach. Then we said, what type of ladder are we talking about? Tzivkan Samach Vav. When it has 4 shlivas, 4 rungs. Because the sulam kazeh, such a ladder must be covered, we can presume that it's heavy. You're not going to remove it from there on Shabbos because of its heaviness. But there is considered as an opening. which is Sharatin Oizman Bezis, is that even though you can end up taking it after Shabbos as the Rashba, but on Shabbos you're not going to remove it. So David's considered as a Pesach. But Tzivkon Samach Zayin, Pachis Mikan, less than that, then Loy, then not. Because the Kimin Shanoich Litla Misham Shabbos, since it's easy to remove it from there on Shabbos, it's like it's not there. Upasha, it's obvious, that if it's nailed in to the wall, afila imbu abrish libis, and even if it's not fall wrong, it's chashav kepesach, it would be considered as an opening. Sivkan samaches, only if the arms and the rungs are kevedas, are heavier, yisim kefi haragel, more than the normally is, it's not easy to remove from it there, then it's going to be considered as if it's permanent, and again, that would be considering it like a pesach. Sivkan samaches, samachabah said, ve'im ein v'chul, now if the wall is not that high, but tent fachem. So Bala Haysav Kam, what he's coming to add on over here, the Ap is Sulam Zakuf. Even a vertical ladder, Shakasha Lalas level Risha Kaisal, that's really hard to go up on it to the top of the wall, the tsagi, that's going to be sufficient. And if the wall is only Sivkan Ayn El Asara, tent fachem high, not because the Mugavoy is Masad Fachem, because if it's higher than tent fachem, Sagi Bishop Mashram, then it's not going to be enough. With a ladder that's seven and a little bit. It has to be that the ladder could get within three tefachim from the top of the wall. But if it's only 10 tefachim high and you stand up the ladder, sivka nine aleph, shiva mashu, seven and a little bit of height of tefachim, because it doesn't remain till the top of the wall, just less than three tefachim, okay, I mean, love it. Then we say, the concept of Lovet, and it's considered like as if it's closed. Sivkotin Ayin Beis. Now, B'meshach Arba, in the area of Fort Fachem. So it says, Asulim Koy, he's going on the ladder, meaning, Sheyagzik Meshach Rachboy, that the extent of its width should take up Arba Tfachem four hand breadth, like we said in the beginning of the paragraph, Mishum Dezer Shir Pesach, that's the measurement of an opening. And so therefore, it has to be the width of the ladder. V'amudim shel asulam, and the pillars of the ladder should teku in the shlivus ben that the rungs are that stuck into gam kim start from the shizad. That also combines for this measurement of being a width of fort fachem. So sharatina es memhei brings this from the Tais Yerushalmi Nim Yerushalmi, and he says also within Nim Yerushalmi that the measurement that you need for the height of the ladder is up until the uppermost rung, and even though the pillars are higher more, that doesn't help to supplement that share. It says the Mishnah Berurah, the thickness of the rungs, that doesn't have a measurement. As the Sharatin Mambam says, because you don't need to have that it should be protruding the width of four tefachim, and that's enough with a minute amount. That's the Magid Brahman, that's how the Menu Shem Paschi, not like the Rajban of Ezekiel writes, that if the ladder is vertical, that you have to have that the width of the rungs should be 4x4, like Itzabo, like the Halach of Itzabo, as we'll see in the following Sif. No. That doesn't have a shear. So Sifkat Ayin Gimel. So if it has the width of the ladder is four tefachim, it's like kaisel near the wall, which Adal Elkoy, that's going back on what we said before, but somewhere it means to say it's like kaisel b'shava, that it's stood up equal to the wall, the shiachsim b'meshach erech and kaisel, that it takes up along the length of the wall, reichav abba tefachim, width of four tefachim. Which because my matcha writes, the shear is also shear b'mashu, this measurement of seven and a little bit of height of tvachim, who davka gishamim v'skiva. That's it. Specifically, the ladder is vertical. Of l'mamida balachsin, as normally, if you put the ladder on the diagonal, tzach shasigis, then has to be longer l'fiyer chalachsin, according to the measure of the diagonal. Because the primary thing is she'i reisha sulam, that the top of the ladder has to be protected l'reisha tvachim within three tvachim sabach l'reisha kaisel, close to the top of the wall. So if cut an ayin daled, so then it permits whether l'shtamish alav to utilize. The top of the wall, mikle abayis, from the vessels of the house, kishla also, when you only made a l'sul mitzarechad, only a ladder on one side, ulor biachad, as the mechaber continues, or to join them together, kishamid esul mishneid, so when you made ladders from both sides, sivkotin, ayin hay. Let's say they ripped out a clump from the top of the wall to make it smaller than the height of 10 tefachim, so then if you have meshach arba, an area of four tefachim, it's what it means to say is a mokum shen smite, megleba star tefachim. The area that was minimized from the height of 10 tefachim, yesh by about tefachim, meshach kaisel, has a width of four tefachim along the length of the wall. So then it's effective whether to make it like an opening to make an area together, or whether sheyachal ishtamish b'kala kaisel, that you could use the whole area of the wall.
So l'chayr, seemingly, lo erbi yachad, if they didn't make an erev together, el kolech b'fnatz, rather each one made their own erev. Halo isim zel zel l'shtamas roish akosim mekleh abayis. So actually, they should make it forbidden one on the other to utilize the top of the wall from the vessel of the house. There's some it says Mishmur, you could say is let's start in Gitani. It's actually different ideas. That is the Masha Kazalar Rabbi Yachad. This that he wrote that to make an erev together, Marish and Smaid Kain Kolobi Akos. That's Tomah when he minimized the whole width of the wall. And now it's like an opening for both of them. If this city writes that he could use the whole wall, that's too much. He didn't minimize the whole width of the wall. Only on one side. As the Dirshu 50 brings a picture, like you see, the klump that was taken out from the top of the wall is actually only on one side of the wall. In the length of four tvachim on the width of the wall. So it's for one, it's convenient utility. For the one that we minimize it on his side. That's easy for him to go up to the place where it was minimized. And from here, they can go up to the top of the whole wall, and therefore he gets the whole wall. Well, but the other one, it's difficult utility, and then we don't award it to him. It's not permitted, even the one that has convenient utility. Only if you have in the area where it was minimized from his thickness, four tvachim squared, as the Dirshu 51 brings the picture, not just in width, but also in the thickness of the wall. Look over there, his reason, which the Dirshu 52 brings, that there he writes to compare the area that was minimized with the wall to it, the halach of the itztaba in the next sift. That just like by itztaba, that you have to have that its height is 4x4 tvachim, so that you can utilize the whole wall. So too, when you're ripping out a clump from the wall, even though by the halach of a ladder, it's enough with a rung that is a length of 4 tvachim, even though it doesn't have a width of 4 tvachim. The Hasnesh explains that by ladder, so you have this continuity of less than 3 tvachim at a time from the ground, and so to between each rung. But over here, that from the ground till where it minimizes more than 3 tvachim, you have to have that significant to rest on, which would have to be 4x4 tvachim squared. Sivkotin ayin zayin. Now, if it doesn't have 4 tvachim, it's not considered as a Pesach to make an erev together as one, and also does not help to utilize b'chalak koisel in the whole wall, b'chalak habayis with the utensils from the house. It matters too much, b'chalak yirach b'chalak tvachim, that the wall was 4 tvachim wide. Because the pachas is less than that, b'chalak gavim l'shamash b'chalak koisel, then it's permitted in all cases to utilize the whole wall, okay, like we said previously, b'sliv siv vav, at the end of siv vav, siv kat nayin ches, where then it cannot utilize only opposite the area that was minimized. Where it's a convenient utility. That he can stand on the ground and utilize that area. The Sharatzin Oisdan Alf brings this from the Labush. He says, look over there at the end of Sivches, that he writes the reason of its heter to utilize opposite the area that was minimized, because since it's not a height of 10 tvachim and it's not wide 4 tvachim, it's not a reshus. It's not a domain. And for this reason, it's permitted opposite the area that was minimized, even if it was minimized from a height of 10 tvachim on both sides, when it's not wide on its area of 4 tvachim. And Shulchan Aruch Rav, L'chayra, doesn't sound like this. Look over there at the end of Sif Yud Beis, Tzarchin says this requires further analysis. It says the Mishnah Berurah, well, in the Noich, Lalois, Derech HaLov, L'Resh HaKazba, it's not convenient to go up on it to the top of the wall, Ha'ba'im Ba'yar Ba'alam B'mishke, because it doesn't have 4 tvachim in its whole area. The B'alacha, and the Vimaschal Kaisel Shabin Shtechatzer said a wall between two courtyards with a height of 10 tvachim for both of them, and you put near the wall a ladder that's 4 tvachim wide. So, what he means to say is that it extends on the length of the wall 4 tvachim, that is, that the rungs themselves are in the width of the ladder, they're a length of 4 tvachim, that's enough. And you don't have to have that it sticks out 4 tvachim into the chatzah, that the rung should be a width of 4 tvachim, that it should be 4x4, because whatever reaches to the top of the wall, or within 3 tvachim close to the top, it doesn't require 4x4 at the Magen Avraham, and the circumference design, my motcha, and other achrayim. And the maschel sum gavoy yeshuvim ashu, that is not, if it's 10 tvachim high, a ladder that's a little bit more than 7 tvachim, the yizuta is medayik, is inferred from this halacha, that a sulam ha-mitzri, which is a light ladder, is also a matter, and he brings from this support to Shizra ben Ishmol, that you don't need to have 4 rungs, like over there, however, according to the opinion of many paiskim that disagree in Rabbein Ishmol, and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch ha-saisim like them, al-karachach, that obviously that here also would be told that they would have 4 rungs, or that its arms and its rungs are very heavy, like we mentioned before. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 44, He said that that the ladder reaches to the top of the wall. Regarding the distance between the rungs, Chaznesh writes, has to be that you don't have between them more than three tvachim. And so to the lowest rung cannot be higher than the ground by three tvachim. This halacha is not because that the minimal ear space is not considered as a miut, as we'll see later in Sefkan Peita. It's rather from logic that that's the way to make ladders. That if not, then you make only one rung close to the top of the wall, and that should be considered as a ladder. That's for sure not going to be effective. This is number 45. Says it has to be within three tefachim close to the top of the wall. The reason they explain the Tosfos Shabbos is that it's effective in the Halacha of Love. However, what we explained the previous or name of the Chaznish, that the reason is because the less than three tefachim, that's, you know, that's the way to make ladders, and it's not considered as a big step. So therefore, even if between the top of one rung to the beginning of the other rung that's on top of that less than three tefachim, however, if to the top rung is more than three tefachim, it would not be effective. This is number 46, that we said that it's convenient to use the top of the wall, because it's four tefachim wide. Now the reason for this halacha, there's two explanations in the Rishonim. Rashi and Erev and the Vayin Zayin explains that for that reason the whole wall is considered like a wide opening between two chatzeres. Rashi explains that the wall is considered like a gag, like a roof, that two chatzeres are open to it, and therefore even though the opening of Reuven is not opposite the Pesach HaShemen, that's not a problem. Ritva writes over there that the two Purushim are both appropriate. This is number 47. He said, such a ladder mistama is heavy, and it's not going to be removed over there because of its heaviness. Now, what's the measurement of the necessary weight so that you'll say that it's not going to be removed because of that? The Tosfos Shabbos writes, it's talking about that it cannot be moved with one hand. That's what he writes in Shinayim. He brings a right from the words of the Gemara Shabbos of Memhei, that a menorah, that a kind of ladder can be taken with one hand, you're allowed to move, and with two hands, you're not moving because a person is kabeid amakam. He adds on that, all the more so, things that are moved only through two people is for sure considered as heavy things. This is number 48. It doesn't mean that because of its heaviness, it's forbidden to take it. Just it means to say that it's hard to take it, and that's why it's kaveh malkum. That's what Rashi explains the name of the Vayin Zayin. Rashi explains the name of the Rai, but that since its heaviness is kaveh, it's actually forbidden to be moved. Dish number 49, the Mishnah Berurah said that even by a vertical ladder that's hard to go up will also work. Now, from the stimus of his words, it would seem that even a ketchila, it's possible to make a vertical ladder. That's the Brun Tais and Erev and the Vayin Ches, that according to Rav, over there, it's possible even the ketchila to make a vertical ladder. Not the way the Rashi writes in the name of the Rabbi, like ketchila, one has to make a ladder 14 tefachim so that you can put on the angle, then it's easier to go up. And on that, the Rashi writes that the Pirshut Tosfos seems more correct. Dirshu number 53, regarding a ladder that needs that the length of the rungs, dafka 4 tefachim, meaning to say that Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkar and Ayin Ches, that, you know, it's easy to utility, that you can stand on the ground and you can use it. So, but this study requires by a ladder that the length has to be 4 tefachim. The reason the difference is because by a ladder that doesn't have a width of 4 tefachim, it's not considered as a pesach, because since it's not easy to stand on it and utilize the wall, so if you're not allowed to utilize the wall at all, but when you're uprooting a clump from the top of the wall where it doesn't have a width of 4 tefachim, you can stand on the ground, you can utilize the wall opposite the minimized area, because from the ground till the miut, there's going to be less than 10 tefachim. In Dishru 54, Shartin had brought that since it's not a height of 10 tefachim, it's not a rishus. In other words, in the makam amiyat, it's considered like a wall that does not have a width of 4 tefachim, which the makam Torah Chaznish writes according to this. You're allowed to carry from the wall to the place that was minimized, but he asked that why don't we qualify the minimized area like chay rishus yach, like the crevice of rishus yach, it should be forbidden to carry from the wall to over there. Tesh Rabbein and Peretz and Ibn Abbas Ayin Zayin asked that it should be forbidden to utilize opposite the Makam Mid because it's breached to the wall, which is the Makam that's forbidden to utilize over there. The answer is that the Makam Shin Nismayit has qualified like Chayr Rishas Yach, and if it's permitted to utilize over there, even though there's no Mechitz, Chayr according to his words, it would be forbidden to carry from the wall to the Makam Shin Nismayit. Another answer, the Goyen Yaakov and Erevin over there writes that since the Makam that was Nismayit is a Makam Tur, it's not considered a Makam Chashim, even though it's Nifritz B'Milu, totally breached to a Makam that's forbidden, for it does not become forbidden. The goes in Ramah and Shinon Hesav Gimel that writes that you don't have a Makam Tur in Rishas Yaakov. According to Heshit L'Chayra, it wouldn't be possible, the words of Labush. Look at the Chaznish, where he writes on these words of Ramah.